Spring Boot. Annotations for RESTful APIs are REST controller, path variable, request body, response status. For a non-RESTful API, you have the Spring Boot application. It's used to annotate the method class of a Spring Boot application, startup. Component scan, with the attribute of package name, used to specify packages Spring scans for components, which defaults to the package name of the Spring Boot application. Controller defines the Spring MVC controller, typically handles web requests returning a view. Request mapping, which will specify a method, request method dot get, so forth, used to map HTTP requests to controller methods. Request param, it's used to extract values from request parameters, often submitted by HTML forms. Is the model and view. It's used to create and return a model and view object for rendering HTML views. Model attribute. It's used to bind method parameters to attributes in the models. And session attributes. Used to specify model attributes to be stored in a session. Convention. A set of agreed upon practices, naming patterns, or configurations uses defaults or standard approaches within the framework. For example, the project structure. We'll have different packages for controllers, services, and repositories. Class naming. Create class providing suffix. For instance, blah 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 service or blah 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 repository. It uses default configuration, which are sensible values for database, for logging, etc. There's application properties file or an application YAML file. These conventions lead to the term convention over configuration. So developers only need to specify unconventional aspects of the app. For example, there's a package structure, which we have the controllers in one package space, services in another. The class naming, appending controller to the end of a controller name, or repository to the end of a repository name. There's default file locations for static resources such as HTML, CSS, JavaScript. Inside the resources static folder, there's bean naming, which is derived from the class name, but the first letter is lowercase. So for instance, the class myService will have a bean name of lowercase m myService. Method naming. Names of controller methods correspond to the endpoint that they handle. So for a get request, the method would begin with the word get, and the URL will contain let's say, for instance, for get user, the URL will contain user, not get user.